நரஞ்சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜாயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்தம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, text 8. Tritiyam Rishi Sargam திருத்தியம் ரிஷி சர்கம் வை தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ தந்திரம் சத்வதம் தந்திரம் சத்ததம் ஆச்சஸ்த நஷ்கர்மாயம் கர்மணம் ஜதஹ நைஷ்கர்மாயம் கர்மானம் ஜதஹ. த்ரிதியாம் ரிஷி சர்கம் வை தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ தந்திரம் சத்ததம் ஆசஸ்த நைஷ்கர்மம் கர்மணம் ஜதஹ. த்ரிதியாம் ரிஷி சர்கம் வை தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ தந்திரம் சத்ததம் சத்வதம் ஆசஸ்த நைஷ்க்ரமம் கர்மமம் ஜதஹ. த்ரிதியாம் ரிஷி சர்கம் வை தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ
தேவர்ஷி த்வம் உபேத்த ஸஹ
Naishkamam karmanam jataha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Word by word meaning first. Tritiyam, the third one, Rishi Sargam, the millennium of Rishis, boy certainly, Devarshitvam, incarnation of the Rishi amongst the demigod. Upetta, having accepted, Saha, he. Tantram, exposition of the Vedas. Sattvatam, which is especially meant for devotional service. Achasta, collected. Naishkarmam, non-fruitive, karmanam of word, jataha, from which. Translation. In the millennium of the Rishi, the personality of Godhead accepted the third empowered incarnation in the form of Devarshi Narada, who is the great sage amongst the demigods. He collected exposition of the Vedas which deal with devotional service and which inspires non-fruitive action. Purport. The great Rishi Narada, who is an empowered incarnation of the personality of Godhead, propagates devotional service all over the universe. All great devotees of the Lord, all over the universe, and in different planets and species of life, are his disciples. Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of Srimad Bhagavatam, is also one of his disciples. Narada is the author of Narada Pancharatra, which is the exposition of the Vedas, particularly for the devotional service of the Lord. This Narada Pancharatra trains the karmis or the fruitive workers to achieve liberation from the bondage of fruitive work. The conditioned souls are mostly attracted by the fruitive works because they want to enjoy life by the sweat of their own brows. The whole universe is full of fruitive workers in all species of life. The fruitive works include all kinds of economic development plans. But the law of nature provides that every action has its resultant reaction. And the performer of the work is bound up by such reactions, good or bad. The reaction of good work is comparative material prosperity, whereas the reaction of bad work is comparative material distress. But material conditions, either in so-called happiness or in so-called distress, are all meant ultimately for distress only. Foolish materialists have no information of how to obtain eternal happiness in the unconditional state. Sri Narada informs these foolish fruitive workers how to realize the reality of happiness. He gives direction to the diseased man of the world how one's presence, engagement can lead one to the path of spiritual emancipation. The physician directs the patient to take treated milk in the form of curd for his suffering from indigestion due to his taking another milk preparation. So the cause of the disease and the remedy of the disease may be the same, but it must be treated by an expert physician like Narada. The Bhagavad Gita also gives the same solution of serving the Lord by the fruits of one's labor. That will lead one to the path of naishkarmam, or liberation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnanati mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhupayevacha Patitanam Pavunibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sirupasi Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha Sijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurathise Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Devi Krishna Mai Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Shammohini Param Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So we notice Srila Prabhupada, he loves glorifying Narada. And this translation and purport itself is complete. The whole Bhagavatam, essence of Bhagavatam, I find, this one purport Prabhupada gives, it's enough. But still, Srila Prabhupada wants us to discuss that other places of Bhagavatam that Prabhupada also gave more purport. So I'm going to summarize what I understood from Srila Prabhupada's different purport and emphasizing the similar things. First of all, who is Narada? These are the 25 incarnation of Bhagavan's Leela Avatar. Generally, I get motivated by factor, what motivates us to progress in our spiritual path. So in very soon is coming in the same chapter, 28 verse, the famous verse, Yate Chamsa Kala Purusha Krishnastu Bhagavan Shayam Indriyari Vekolam Lokam Mriyanti Juge Juge. There Krishna, his position, his glory of his name, his beauty, his six opulences, his quality are so endearing, so inspiring. Once one understands this, will not be able to resist but to serve him. This is the glory of that sloka. So this all slokas in this chapter going to promote that one sloka, which is like Jiva Goswami Pad writes, Paribhashya Sutra. Paribhashya Sutra means if this room has the darkness and one candle somebody lighted, now the whole room is illuminated. So everything in Bhagavatam illuminated by this one verse, Ete Chamsa Kala Purusha, the Krishna's position, who Krishna is. But to understand who Krishna is, all this incarnation manifests a particular quality. And when we will be attracted by that, those qualities of Krishna has, then we'll find our own heart will be enchanting. Enchanted. Because Krishna's quality is incredibly inspiring. That's why his particular quality manifests more through a particular form, particular incarnation. Just like Krishna's compassion quality is not so much visible in spiritual world as material world. Because in spiritual world, the compassion compared to like when there's a beautiful sunshine outside and everybody of you has a flashlight or candle, it's really flashlight and candle doesn't have much appreciation because sun is shining everywhere. But when it is darkness, whoever has a big candle or big lights, it's more appreciated. So in the material world, Krishna's mercy is more appreciated, more needed. That's why like a need and supply. When your need is so much, then the value of the supply is also very high. So something like this. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada gave a very few things that I would like to emphasize. That who is Narada? Nara, the verbal root of Naram is coming from Narayana, Vishnu. One who gives. Da means Narada. Da means giving. But giving, you know, when you give something in Vedic culture, if you give like this, you see my hand? If you give like this, means you don't expect anything back. So in the jagna, like, was it New Year's Eve? You will have a jagna. So when you give jagna, don't give like this to the Lord. You give like this. When you offer flower, you don't give like this, you give like this. Every mudra has a hidden meaning. So when you give like this, means I want to offer, but you also accept me. Reciprocation. So, Da, Narada, Narada. So, this great sage, he's always giving the awakening of love for God or the Lord to others. That's how he got the name Narada. In Madhalila chapter 20 to 369, Bhagavane Bhakti Shaktira Avesh, Avatar Sanakadi Narada Prithu Parashara. So consider the Narad Muni as empowered incarnation. Narad Muni is also Prabhupada quote in 6.16.26. Father of devotional service, Narad Muni is addressed by Prabhupada in the translation as the father of the devotional service. And of course, in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was glorifying Narad Muni. I was hearing the lecture the other day. And Srila Prabhupada said, he's the great Mahajan. He's one of the greatest 12 Mahajan. And he was glorifying Narad Muni so much. And as I mentioned that at the end of the class, one Indian gentleman, he was so happy. He says, Maharaj, he told to Prabhupada, these 12 Mahajans are most glorious. And you are number 13 Mahajan. You are also glorious. Because you are giving us what all the Mahajan has given. Because in giving us this, you are number 13. Prabhupada is so merciful and he says, I also want you to follow and become number 14. So very encouraging. Prabhupada wants us to advance and act like those Mahajans. Narad Muni is so advanced that sometime in Bhagavatam, I noticed, at least one place I found, that he is addressed as Bhagavan. Now we know that Prabhupada was addressed as God, and Prabhupada made a big issue about it because he's not enjoyer like God. But in a sense, he is that Ashray Bhagavan, and Krishna is a Vishay Bhagavan. So Narad Muni in Bhagavatam, you'll see sometime, he's addressed as Bhagavan, supreme authority on devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita 10.26, Krishna says, Devarshinam cha Narada, amongst all the sages, I am Narad Muni. Krishna himself identify himself as a Narad Muni. How glorious position is Narada. Narada is the original spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Such a nice purport Prabhupada put, Bhagavatam 6.5.22. Srila Prabhupada write that as a preeminent representative of God, Narad Muni is often considered the original spiritual master. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narad Muni. There is no difference between the instruction of Narad Muni and those of the present spiritual master. That means when we follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, we are following Narad Muni's instruction. There is no difference, according to Prabhupada. This is very nice. Of course, in early days, maybe still today, we used to say Narad Muni is like an eternal, transcendental spaceman. Yeah, I'm sure you heard this. Many temples used to think like this. And Narad Muni, sometime he is the instigator. Now, somebody said that doesn't sound like a very good word. But actually, if you look at many past times, Narad Muni personally makes that devotee to go his limit or her limit. Because his intention and purpose is not to deprive. When somebody comes close to Krishna consciousness and turn back, it is the saddest thing. It is so hard to bring the conditioned soul to Krishna consciousness. And when they come to Krishna consciousness, we must learn how to lock the back door that they don't leave. I mean, it is important in our Krishna consciousness society that we should make devotee, but we also give stress to keep the devotees in Krishna consciousness. Why did Prabhupada give that example that if somebody comes and going around the bottle of honey, and did not know how to open the port and didn't go inside, and then he will go back. It is the saddest thing, really. We should make devotees, yes, but we also have to endeavor to keep the devotee in Krishna consciousness, not go away. If they come so close, why they should be deprived? So Narad Muni does not allow anybody to go away once they come to him or he comes to them. And we can see also few pastimes, if you notice, for an example, in Kamsa's case, Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that Narad Muni, Kamsa is a demon, but sometimes he also thinks, is my action appropriate or not? So when the first child was born, as Prabhupada writes, that first child was born and the Kamsa immediately went to kill. But then he thought, it's not the first child who is going to kill me. What number? Number 8. So he hesitated. He said, okay, don't worry, Vasudevi, you keep the child or not. But then Narad Muni comes. He says, of course, Narad Muni is respected by the demons in a very interesting way because he cares for them. But Narad Muni has many intentions. It's all good intention, but not necessarily everybody knows unless some acharya reveal, like Prabhupada revealed that. So Narad Muni says, you fool Kamsa, you don't know how to count 8. You counting in here, but in heaven they count 8 is number 1. And 7 is number 2. So which way are you counting? So it sounds like Narada really not doing a favor or something. It seems like he really wants the Devaki's children to be killed. It appears like this. And Prabhupada gave that a conclusion that so Kamsa immediately got angry and he went and he killed all one by one, 6. Because Narad Muni had an intention that the whole world will be blissful and benefited if Krishna's pastimes appear sooner than later. He's also compassionate to those children. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that Narad Muni did this because when the child is born versus when the child grows, more child grows, the relationship between the parents and the child is bonded. And if the child is bound to be dead by Kamsa, it's better before the relationship goes too far. So he was compassionate to the children. He was also compassionate to the world. He wanted Krishna to appear quick. So number 8 has to come quick. So like this way, it looks like unfavorable, but actually it is the most favorable. Many pastimes we see that when Narad Muni came to Rukmini Devi's house, now Rukmini Devi, we should understand, she is the internal potency, but Jogamaya covers that she doesn't know she is actually internal potency. We know by the mercy of Prabhupada and Acharyas, but she didn't know. But Narad Muni is so good at glorifying Krishna's character, nature, beauty, quality, that he glorified days after days brainwashed of Rukmini Devi to an extent that Rukmini Devi felt she cannot leave, she doesn't want to live her life without marrying Krishna. And she took a vow. You can see in Krishna book how Prabhupada actually makes this Rukmini took a vow that even if it takes, in the letter she wrote to Krishna, the first love letter, I never heard any love letter before that. I think all the love letter comes from that day. That she wrote the love letter to Krishna. In that letter she wrote that even if it takes million life to be qualified, if Krishna thinks she's not qualified, she's ready to take that chance. But she doesn't want to marry anybody. She took it very seriously. So we find that Narad Muni made Rukmini so strongly devoted to marry Krishna, nothing, of course, Jogamaya creation in the same palace, we complain sometimes we have an enemy or challenges in our life. Look at Rukmini, challenges in her own house, in the own palace, her own brother. And the whole family, like supporting the brother, who wants Shishupal to be married to Rukmini, not Krishna. Can she speak to any family member? No. Because they are supporting Rukmini, brother. So she has to maintain her loyalty, chastity to marry Krishna by herself. It was such a challenge. We should not have any complaint. But what kept her going is the Narad Muni's mercy, glorifying Krishna's glory. Narad Muni is, of course, biggest gift I feel is the Vyasdev. What was the problem Vyasdev has? Vyasdev gave the whole Vedanta, so many things for the welfare of all beings. But they are not useful according to Narad Muni. Why? Because they only increase some knowledge and detachment, not devotion to Krishna. Vyasdev did not give this relationship, the Brajavasi's glory, Krishna's unique possessing of six opulences. By the way, do you know what opulence is holding all the opulences? Huh? One opulence holds all the opulences. That's the prime point, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, is the rupam, the beauty. All Krishna's opulences, he compared like a trunk, a big tree, the big trunk, and then Vaishar Jasya Samagrasya Birjasya Jasya Sriya Gena Vairagya. These are the six opulences. Vaishar, the opulence, the wealth, and the strength are like a two limbs of the big tree. And the big trunk that we call tree is the beauty. And one of the big trunk has two branches. Is the fame. Fame is the third limb. It has two branches. Renunciation and knowledge. And he gives such a scientific. That those impersonalists are foolish. Why? Because they are trying to merge, but they don't know that those sub-branch does not exist by their own right. Just like for an example, if you are attracted to the illumination, not the holder, if the holder moves, you will be in darkness. That's why they fall down. Even they go to spiritual, so-called spiritual existence there, but they will fall down. Prabhupada gave a very good logic on this. So Narad Muni glorify Krishna's position, Krishna's character, and he told Vyasdev to focus on that. By focusing on that, bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranita amale apashyat purusha Krishna. When Vyasdev saw Krishna in that meditation after Narad Muni's blessing, then he was satisfied. Why? Because his compassion to the world, already he found the solution, he found the disease, he found himself satisfied just because of Krishna is glorified. True. That's why Bhagavatam is the most important literature. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate. The essence of all scriptures, all knowledge, concludes in Bhagavatam. Just like if you read Mahabharata, I was talking to this Indian professor the other day. If you read Mahabharata, I said, so how do you like Mahabharata conclusion? He says, I wonder, like, why Pancha Pandava had to go through so many trouble? They went to heaven. I said, no, that's not conclusion. That is in Mahabharata. But the conclusion, you want to know Mahabharata, you have to come to Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation that how Yudhishthira Maharaj literally left this world with that body straight to the spiritual world. And the demigod expansion of Yudhishthira Maharaj when that Mahabharata that explains. Same thing with Draupadi. Same thing with Arjuna, Bhima, like this. This is the conclusion of Bhagavatam. When you hear the Bhagavatam conclusion, you feel so happy that everything is so perfect. So three way we can see Narad Muni. Sorry, three levels of Narad Muni. That first thing, his first birth that Narad Muni has, his name was Upabarhan. Upabarhan, in the purport of Prabhupada writes, there was a festival, and in the festival, they supposed to do jagna, the Prajapatis, to procreate. So in the jagna, they supposed to have a sankirtan to glorify Krishna. But Narad Muni, can you relate like this? Narad Muni, sure, in Sunday feast we see that. I come sometime and I could relate. Even I confronted, I wanted to see the philosophy, how far it goes. So I won't say the name. In here, Allachwa. So I asked this Gurukuli boy, so when did you look at, when you paid obeisances, what did you look? Tell me the truth, because you know I know you. So I was looking, who else is here? So that's exactly. Dandavat. Radha Krishna, who else is here? Oh, you are here. Is Krishna here or Gornitai here? You are in a Gorarati going on, or somebody else is important? It's not something, Narad Muni's life, it's like our life in the beginning. So Narad Muni is outside, Sankirtan is going on, and Prabhupada writes in his purport, he said he was singing a cinema song. I can relate cinema song in India. I don't know, maybe you don't call cinema song. They call movie something. Same thing. But in India they call cinema song, means Bollywood song, nothing to do with Kirtan, Krishna. So Narad Muni was singing outside. When Narad Muni was singing this cinema song, according to Prabhupada, so that some of the sages who came in this Sankirtan party, they did not like this. And they got so angry that they went outside and they really told him that you polluting this atmosphere instead of, and he was a very handsome looking also. He was very handsome looking, just like a Gurukuli boy and the Gurukuli girl, or I'm not, Prabhupada didn't say Gurukuli girl. I'm just saying that those girls, they were like very attracted to him, and he would do this cinema song and it caused a disturbance. So the sages went outside and they cursed him. So this was his first life. When they cursed, he came down to this planet. By the mercy of the sages, because of his deplorable condition, and he also realized that he did a mistake, the sages also gave him blessing, that he got a good mother. The mother who loves Krishna consciousness, serving the sadhus, taking prasadam. We see all those mothers in our society, they do that. Sometimes not necessarily the child wants to do Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they do, like Nimai was dancing and singing so loud, like louder than me. I was like, wow, this boy, Prabhu's son, is like going to be a famous singer. There are a lot of, but some of the children may not like it. But mothers in our society are so kind, they give prasadam. They say, come on baby, bow down. You can see on Tuesdays. They bow down. So they don't have a much choice, but they are getting spiritual benefit. Their eternal life began. It's so kind, so merciful. So Narad Muni was fortunate to be born from this maid servant Mataji, who served the sadhus. And by the good fortune, he also came in across the sages that he would hear their conversation. One time, he, with the permission, Prabhupada writes, that he got some uchishta anulup, uchishta Anulupana Dija. The Dija means these twice born, they are Bhaktivedantas, they are conversing. Uchishta means the remnants. So he got the remnants. As soon as he got the remnants, immediately he saw that all these unnecessary things from previous life, everything, even the including cinema song, is cut into ashes, separate from self. Then, abam ruchi upajayate, he felt the attraction to hear Harikatha. So when we hear, Prabhupada says also like this, the test of advancement in bhakti is the taste for bhakti. If we feel in that purport, Prabhupada writes that if we feel attraction to hear about Krishna, that means we are advancing. Our karma is diminished. If the taste to hear is not awakened, then there should be some operation. Serious operation. So Narad Muni found himself attracted to hear. And then Narad Muni became very intense in these topics. And he was meditating. He was so meditating, all of a sudden Krishna gave a glimpse. This is very important. The verses gives, Kintu ohe naam tava spurti hale ekanti janera aro. Prarabdha aprarabdha kichu nahi thake bedagaye baro baro. The scripture says so nicely, Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely explained, that one time if we have a darshan for a glimpse of the Lord, the real darshan, then your prarabdha, everybody is aware what prarabdha is. Prarabdha means you are born in a particular family. You did not decide. We know that. But it is karmana daiva netrana. By the divine arrangement, you are born in a particular family with a particular experience. And Prabhupada, in one lecture in Vrindavan, he says, you will not get 10,001 or 9,999. What you are destined to get 10,000, you will get exactly 10,000. It was very heavy. It was very nice. That what we are destined to experience, bad and good, suffering and enjoyment, this is already predestined, done. Nothing changes. But in this verse, Narad Muni, that spurti, once you have a spurti, spurti means a real form of the Lord appear in your heart. Like when we come to the in front of deity, what connection we have, where we are in our heart, if we see Krishna in our heart, then the Krishna in our heart will unite with this deity. Then we see Radha Shyamsundar in their original form. Otherwise, still material contamination is there. So the heart connection is first. Narad Muni, we see everybody, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, the connection is in the heart first. Our inner connection actually connects with our object. When we see deities anywhere in the world. So Narad Muni saw this. When he saw this, that's it. His prarabdha karma finished. This is the glorious day in our life. When you have a one-time darshan through chanting, through bhakti, your prarabdha karma diminish. You do not belong to this world. You will be in this body, but you have nothing to do with this world. That time real compassion comes to help others to come back. Because you are literally out of this world. And just like Jivan Mukta, Prabhupada called, like a coconut, the shell is separated, the inner, what do you call, substance. That's Jivan Mukta. So Narad Muni's position became like this. Then he went crazy. He wants to have this darshan again. Once you see Krishna, you want to see again. Of course, he struggled very hard. And he heard two things. That your heart is not pure enough. You will not be able to see me anymore. I gave this darshan by my mercy, not by your eligibility. Prabhupada gives such a beautiful purport. I summarize in one sentence that what I understand that Prabhupada is saying, that we cannot force grace to come down, nor we can replace grace with our endeavor with something else. But we can, what Narad Muni was advised, that you should be longing. This longing can connect that grace to appear in our heart. So Narad Muni developed that, and then because of the time, and you know that next life, he told Vyasdev in 6th chapter, 1st canto, that lightning and illumination took the same time, means this body, this material body and the spiritual body, which came first, illumination or lightning? Which one? Anybody knows? Same time. To me, I didn't see any which came first or which came second. Same time. So, Narad Muni got his spiritual body. And this way, these three life exhibiting our personal progression also. Where we are heading, where we are, and where we are going to be. It's so nice, exciting. Narad Muni, I'm going to end with this. One time Narad Muni, he wanted to experience how the conditioned soul suffered in this world. He thought he understood because he comes to this world, but he doesn't experience. So the question other day I raised also, is Krishna experience what we go through, or he just aware what we go through? Oh, I'm sorry, Mataji or Prabhuji, I know you are suffering. But do I experience? No. But I'm being kind. Okay, I'm saying that, yes, I'm sorry you're going through this, whoever it is. But experience is another thing. So Narad Muni asked this question. Can you explain? Can you give me a chance to experience how the conditioned soul suffer? Krishna says, no. You don't love me. You cannot say this. I do love all my pure devotees. I will never stop loving. This is who I am. Me and my loving devotees are one, not two. Then why you don't give me what I'm asking for? Because I love you, I cannot give you. That means you don't love me. So like back and forth, they had a little argument. So at one point, Krishna was trying to divert him. So he went on a tour. They come to material world when they have this conflict. So there, little. After a little while, he noticed that Narad Muni didn't forget. He said, so, show me your love by giving me a chance to experience how the conditioned soul suffer. He said, I can't do this. He said, yes, you have to do it. If you love me, you have to do it. Okay, let's do it later. Oh, look at this beautiful pond. So Narad Muni comes there. Krishna comes. And Krishna says, this water looks very crystal. Narad Muni says, I feel very thirsty too. Maybe we should go swim and drink. Krishna says, I don't feel like to swim. You can go and get me some water. This is from Brahma Vivarta Puran. Bhakti Charu Maharaj also mentioned this in his class. And I traced it, I found in Brahma Vivarta Puran, because everything we mention should have a reference where you got these pastimes. So then Narad Muni left. He went to take a dip. When he came out, there was no scenery, there was no Krishna. He is in the middle of island, and he didn't know, he forgot everything, who he was. He saw himself with the most beautiful, attractive woman. And she felt like, oh my God, I'm lost. Somebody has to rescue me. In Bhagavatam 9th canto, you'll see Bharadvaj Muni is walking by with his soldier battalion. Bharadvaj, king, Bharadvaj Muni was there. The king says, how in the world, in the middle of nowhere, this most beautiful girl is found? So send the minister to find out. He says, Mataji, are you married? Who's supposed to take care? You are in the middle of nowhere, in an island. He said, I'm looking for husband, somebody to take care of me. I don't know. Completely forgot. So then they arranged the marriage to the king, and king married to her. And then this, well, I'm not going to say Narad Muni, otherwise it doesn't sound like it. The queen, Narad queen. I'll just use that word. So Naradi queen, they are married and they're busy of ruling the kingdom. And they had 50 children, one by one by one. The pujari is coming from the Hare Krishna temple, inviting the king and queen, Janmashtami, big festival, please come. The queen called the priest, you know how many children I have? I need to take care of them. You get more donation, do a big celebration of Janmashtami. I'll come for a short visit. Can you imagine Narad Muni as a queen saying, don't have a time to go to temple. But comes little time, goes back, because take care of the children. Busy, 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 busy. The children grown, the husband, wife talking. They need to get married. The husband is saying, I'm worried. The queen says, why you are worried? He said, because 50 princes, as soon as they get married, they want to rule their own kingdom. But I only have one kingdom. Well, divide it to 50 and give it 50 children. We don't have any other alternative unless you keep on conquering other country or... So some or other, they got married, to make the story, it's a very long story. They got married. As soon as the wife came, the husband, now the prince and princess, they got married. Then they have their own palace. They're thinking, the wife say, the queen, or how do you say, princess say to one prince, you can take over your brothers. Challenge, you are Kshatriya, come on. You can be the successor. Let them all serve under you. So sure enough, they didn't know that each king, each prince and princess also contemplated like this. So they really proposed, let's have a battle. Whoever wins the battle going to rule. Not that we rule little, little country. We should rule the whole country one. The all brother agreed. So they went to the battlefield. Of course the queen Naradi didn't like that, but what can she do? She said, okay, that's the nature of Kshatriya. In the battle, they brutally fought so badly that none of them stayed alive. All got killed. It made the queen so depressed that she would not even do anything but cry and lament and cry and lament. Wow, so many minister, everybody's giving suggestion. You have to do cremation. The evening has come. Yes, your 50 children died, million soldiers died. Do the cremation, please. Said, no, there is no meaning of life. Everything is doomed. Well, God is there. No, I don't believe in God. Naradi, queen is speaking. So at the end, what to do? One brahmana came. Said, I can show you where your children are. But you have to do the cremation first. Okay. That was the only reason she got out of her lamentation. She went, said, okay, go take bath, put on the new saris and everything, and I'll show you where your children, but you have to finish the cremation. So as she went to take bath and she came out, there was Narad Muni back. But with all the memories, it's not same Narad Muni. Krishna says, wow, you took a little long time for bringing the water. So, where did you go? What happened? So, I don't want to talk about. Krishna says, I have interest to hear. So, no, let's go back to spiritual world. Would you like to experience one more time how the material conditions all suffer? Can we not talk about it, please? Narada, you are harassing me to give you the chance. I gave you the chance. I want to hear. No, I don't want to talk about it. No, I want to hear. No, I don't want to talk about it. At the end, confess, it was extremely painful. So Narad Muni got a blessing from Narayan that time. that we have to have a mission how to bring all the soul back home, back to God. That is not a place for them at all. Even if they claim they are happy with the money and everything. This is only rubbish. It's end with misery and there is no happiness at all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Any one comment, question, reflection? Yes, Prabhu. Give me 1 second, Prabhu. We have to untie this.
One thing that that you remind me that Prabhupada once said is actually very profound. He said, if you give 50% of your wealth and your earnings to Krishna, he said you will not become entangled in the other 50%.
That's very nice.
That's very nice.
Very good. Everybody heard it? 50%. Oh, internet didn't hear. Because they may not give 50%. Better than that.
So another thing. One time he wrote to Brahmananda. He was
talking about how sometimes people think the spiritual master is an ordinary man. And he said, the spiritual master is not an ordinary man, though sometimes he may act like an ordinary man. He said to Brahmananda, he said, it's the duty of the disciple to always think of the spiritual master as his superhuman man.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Any other? No? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.